paragraph test, v'amahadrin min amahadrin, the very, very religious people, moisif oholich b'chol yoyim, they add an additional candle every day. Kiloy dai shemam shechor latzmoy beprotius, not only is this person interested in drawing the light to him personally, he doesn't want the family gift. He doesn't want the family package. He wants the personal delivery. Where it says on the package, his name. This is for me personal. Even though he knows that the light is far away, it's coming from a very far away place, meaning he still hasn't acquired it. It's not his possession or anything. It's still something from far, far away, but it's personal. It's got my name on it, not my family's name. It's got my personal name on it. Ki adraba. Zehu ikar tikunoi v'kanal. Because again, that doesn't make him feel less important, the fact that he knows the light is coming from so far away, but rather the opposite. That's his main tikun, the realization that he's still far, he still has a long, long way to go, but yet he's thrilled that Hashem sent him this letter personal with his name on it. Because even though he knows that right now Hashem is 6,000 miles away from him, 8,000 miles away, but despite that, Hashem has shown him such a hiskarvus, such a love, that Hashem sent him a letter personally addressed to him personally. Afgam hu moisif ohile b'chol yoyim. We have this other group of Jews who are looking to add, to increase every single day. Kimi shehu chazok be'emuna, because a person who's really strong in his faith, and the person looks carefully at the miracles that Hashem does for us every single day, new miracles. Not just that the sun comes up today like it came up yesterday and the day before, that kind of stuff. New, there's new things going on every single day that Hashem is doing for us. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim rabba munasecha. Chadoshim, there's new things every single morning, and that's the rabba munasecha, that's the great emuna. Shemamin shachasodim mischachim b'chol boiker. The person believes that Hashem's chesed of today is not yesterday's chesed. It's something completely new. Ki chazdei Hashem loy samnu, because Hashem's chesed never comes to an end. He's never finished. He's got lahavdil. It's like a parent who gives the child a treat every single day. And you get a parent who loves the kids so much that every single day gives him a different treat. One day it was this chocolate, vanilla, different flavor every day, different this. And the kid every day is looking to see if the parent's going to come that next day and say, give him again the same thing as yesterday, or the same thing as he already had already. And each day the parent surprises the kid saying, no, got something new for you. That's so invigorating. That makes it so special. Such a person, that person sees to it to increase his Yiddishkeit every single day. It's not enough what I was doing yesterday, the love that I had for Hashem yesterday. Hashem is giving me something new every day. I have to give him something new every day. My Kriya Shema today can't be yesterday's Kriya Shema, just like Hashem didn't give me yesterday's vegetables. I went to the store today and I got fresh vegetables. I got fresh milk, new stuff. So I have to give Hashem fresh talis and tefillin. I can't put on yesterday's tefillin today. My tefillin today has to be something brand new. Bebechinas chadoshim labekorim. Ki be'emes Hashem yisporach meyer aleinu b'chol yoyim betoisvis oyer hachasodim v'yeshuois v'neflois aydei koyach hatzadikim. Because the truth is that Hashem shines upon us additional light, more light, new light, every single day, miracles and yeshuas and wonders, through the power of the great tzaddikim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'oirach tzaddikim ko'or noiga choylech v'oir ad nochoin hayoim. Sheho'or nimshach Kemoy or noiga shel aliyah shachar. It says that the light that Hashem signed, the light of the tzaddikim, is like the light of the sun coming up in the morning. That light doesn't come up in one shot. You flick the switch. It's something that increases gradually. Every minute there's more light. It starts with a little bit, and then more light, and then more light, and still more, and still more. That's what the light of Hashem is compared to. Like the light of Aliyas HaShachar, Shemoysif Lohoyer B'chol Rega Anochan Ayun. It keeps growing in its light until, you know, until noon, until the full, until it reaches its full measure. V'afal pi shanu achshav b'toykif marirus hagolus b'guf v'nefesh. And even though right now we are going through the most severe experience of exile, physically and spiritually, each one of us has lists of problems and suffering and pains and everything. Afal pikein, despite that, oiroi hagonuz moisei v'hoyle b'chol yoyim. Hashem's hidden light is being increased every single day. Hashem is turning up the volume. More light. Shemishom nimshach ha'ischachus ma'isa bereshit b'chol yoyim. And that's what brings about this renewal of creation every single day. K'moshem, as we say, uvetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yoyim tomen ma'isa bereshit. That with Hashem's goodness, He renews the creation every single day. He gives us a whole new creation. This is why we conclude the bracha of lights with the words Oyer Chodosh Al Tzion Toyer. Hashem will shine a new light on the Jewish people on Tzion. Ki bevadai Hashem Yisborach Yigmar Mashe Yisrael. Because Hashem will definitely finish what He started. Ki bevadai boy yovoy oireinu shumoshiach tzukenu. Because 100% definitely our light, Moshiach, is gonna come. Ki b'shem kodshichon nishbat aloi shloich b'ner aloi l'mvoed. Because Hashem has sworn by His holy name that the light will never be extinguished. U'b'chol yoy mamshich aleinu Hashem yisborach mei oirei agodol. And each and every single day Hashem draws upon us some of His great light. Ad asher titzmach Yeshua seinu, until our salvation will come forth, will sprout forth completely. V'yalkein tzrichin lahamin, and therefore we have to believe, shafilu betoikev cheshchas hagolus, that even in the thick of exile that we're going through right now, even in the super golus, the struggles that all of us are going through, begashmius and baruchnius, ho'oyer moisif v'hoylich, the light is continuing to grow and spread. V'yochol kol echod b'mkoymoy l'skarev lo'oyra kodesh hazeh. And each and every one of us has the ability from where he's at to come close to that holy light. Shehu oyer ha'toyra, which is the light of the Torah. Shehu b'chinas ner Chanukah, shemadli, which is the light of Chanukah. Shemadlikin, which we light. Al yedei shezochu tzadikei hador. Lachzor ulahamshich oyer haTorah, through the fact that the tzaddikim of the generation were zoicha to restore, to bring back the light of the Torah, sheloy tishtakach lo netzach, and to establish it permanently so that it will never be forgotten. Who did this? Matisyo Bonov, the Chashmonoim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, all the great, each one of the great tzaddikim in his generation was zoicha to make a tikkun, where to establish the light of the Torah in such a way that it can never be erased, it can never be destroyed. V'alkein, and therefore, afal pi sherechoikim mehoer moed. Therefore, even though we are very far from the light, and we find ourselves in 360 levels of darkness, every kind of assorted level of darkness, begashmius uberuchnius, surrounded by every possible kind of problem in Saras, the osur lishtamesh loiroi, and therefore we're told about Ner Chanukah that we're not allowed to use it for personal purpose because it ain't yours personally, yet, buddy, at all. It's just visiting. You can just get a glimpse of it. We get a glimpse of the light. We can't touch it yet. We can't. It's still so far away from us that we can't touch it yet. Kiyim liroisa bilvad. We can just see it. Afal Pikein, still, tzorech kol echad lahadlik ha'or li'atzmai beprotius. Each and every one of us has to connect with that light personally, individually. Af gam liyos moisav oilech, and not just to connect with it, but to keep turning up the volume every day, adding a little bit, growing. Ki be'emes gam im kol echad v'echad, Hashem Yisborach moisif olav oir chazdei v'yishuasei b'chol yoyim. Because the truth is, with each and every individual one of us, Hashem is adding and increasing light every single day. Every day is giving us new light. And if a person would take a look at it, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I woke up this morning in the same house, in the same bedroom, the same bed, the same sheets. I don't see anything new in my life at all whatsoever. If the person will open their eyes and look around them and really think, they'll realize that they could find many new things. They can analyze their situation and realize that there are a lot of new Yeshuas that are taking place today. A person sees what's going on around them. All kinds of changes taking place every second. The dollar is falling and this, and there's a drought, there's no... August, the heat in the August destroyed all the vegetable crop. And I walk into a store and I'm able to buy vegetable. What does that mean? I don't understand. I just saw in the newspaper, they said millions of dollars of vegetables was destroyed because of the heat. And still, Hashem was nice enough to me today that I'm able to walk into my neighborhood store and I'm able to buy vegetables. These aren't the vegetables from 300 years ago. This is today. This is October 1st, when I was just told that last month, we saw it. All of us experienced the heat. We know what was going on. And we can believe that thousands and thousands of acres of crops were destroyed. So how is it possible that I'm able to have vegetables to eat? The answer is, it's a pure kindness on the part of Hashem. That Hashem has given us refrigeration and things like that. I just gave somebody a lift yesterday in my car. I was driving, a guy needed a lift. A guy who you'd look at him and you'd think he's one of the typical Israeli, you know, he's got a crumb of Yiddishkeit in his life, you know, period. The guy started talking and I wanted to hide under the carpet in the car. I figured he probably knows 1,000 times more than me. A guy, a businessman, he called up his car in the Musaf, the guy close, and he starts talking, and he starts, one of the things he said to me, talking about the vegetable, the heat and the drought, he mentioned something at the time that was so powerful, you know, in saying how you see Hashem's kindness to us. It suddenly slipped my mind. I apologize, maybe it'll come to me. But I remember this person was talking, and you could tell his faith in Hashem, you know, and how he was talking about the sukkah, about what it was like to sit in the sukkah, such a Gan Eden, you know, mamish, and that you know, it's so hard to believe that it left, you know, that light goes away from us, such a thrill, such a closeness to Hashem and everything. I apologize, I forgot a specific point I wanted to make, but this nekuda that Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, which he pointed out that each and every individual one of us, Hashem is increasing the light every single day. Like we say, Anisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, the miracles that you, Hashem, do with us every single day. Shebizorcha, Hashem should help us, Shebizorcha, to understand the lessons that are being given to us. See how Rav Nosson Zal took the holiday of Hanukkah and showed us how to apply it in each and every single day, that this is a chinuch, this is an education for every single one of us, every single day, to choose where we want our relationship with Hashem to be. If we want it on a general level, we want it on an organizational level, on a family level, on a personal level, personal one-on-one to me. And this moisif ahoylech, this example that we have of one of Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim, who once said that if my Kriya Shema today will be like yesterday's Kriya Shema, then I'm ready to put my head on the guillotine, that chop my head off. Because if Hashem put me in this world today, obviously He expects something that I couldn't give Him yesterday. Otherwise, it was enough that I was here yesterday. The fact that I'm here today means there's something new that I'm supposed to be giving Hashem today. Shbizecha, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tov men Torah with this newness, that it should be mamish new every day.